Decision Reaction. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Thousands of protesters demonstrating in major cities across the nation Saturday, following the Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade Friday, that had been in effect for almost 50 years. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more from New York City.
Dallas, Cincinnati, and Philadelphia had some pretty large turnout so far this afternoon. Now, some of those crowds were for Pride festivals, but today, conversations about Roe v. Wade are at the forefront. On Friday, large crowds showed up here in Manhattan, specifically near Union Square there. Some protesters were arrested after they blocked off streets because they halted so much traffic in Manhattan. On Friday, a heavy police presence also out in Los Angeles. Thousands there gathered. The LAPD making some arrests as those crowds continued to grow.
In Colorado, the FBI is investigating a pregnancy center that was vandalized and set on fire. Police say the building that houses Life Choices has fire and major smoke damage. In Phoenix, Arizona, protesters were tear gassed after allegedly threatening to break the Arizona Senate entryway glass while the Senate was in session. Following a string of mass shootings in the U.S., President Biden signing a new gun reform bill into law Saturday.
Well, this bill doesn't do everything I want. It does include actions I've long called for that are going to save lives. It funds crisis intervention, including red flag laws. It keeps guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves and to others. And it finally closes what is known as the boyfriend loophole.
Meanwhile, at a rally in Mendon, Illinois, Saturday, former President Trump complimenting the Supreme Court's protection of the Second Amendment.
We also had a great victory in the United States Supreme Court for supporters of a thing called the Second Amendment. I told you when I started my campaign that I will protect the Second Amendment.
America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A suspected terrorist killing two people in Oslo, Norway, Saturday during Pride festivities. Fox's Kitty Logan has the details from London.
Norwegian authorities are calling this an act of terror. They say the suspect is an Islamist extremist with a history of violent episodes. Now, police have detained the suspect on suspicion of murder and terror charges. He is a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen of Iranian origin. He's said to be known to authorities, but his lawyer says we don't yet know what his motive may have been. The shooting took place in an area of central Oslo, where there are many bars and clubs. The gunman opening fire at three separate locations, one a popular gay bar, people fleeing that scene in absolute panic.
22 more victims were injured. Finally, some good news about monkeypox.
The World Health Organization says that at least for now, the monkeypox outbreak does not warrant being called a global health emergency. Monkeypox is a viral illness causing flu-like symptoms and skin lesions and has now been reported in 50 countries. WHO officials say the disease, which does have vaccines and treatments, will be closely monitored and reviewed again in a few weeks. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Inflation is affecting all parts of our lives.
U.S. inflation soared 8.6% in May, but the cost of funeral services went up less than 3%. The head of the New Jersey State Funeral Directors Association tells Fox Business, even though it's a caring industry, it faces the same financial pressures as everyone else, so at some point, prices must go up. The median price for a funeral last year was more than $7,800. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.